I think that the most important thing, if no one takes anything else away, I think the most important thing about cancer is that it is preventable. And most people, you know, it's lifestyle choices that make this so important. There's been some major research now, as I'm sure you're aware of it, and Michael talks about it in the book as well, that shows that genetics do not play a leading role in cancer at all. It's prevention strategies that are going to reduce cancer deaths. And in fact, the latest research now predicts that if we applied prevention well, we could reduce cancer deaths by a whopping 29%. So 29% more people would be saved, whereas regular treatment will only maybe save another 4%. So you can see the huge difference there that prevention is going to make. And I think the thing that's most important for people to do is to concentrate on eliminating first the really big risks. I mean, you know, there are so many things that we know that we're every day we're told about that cause cancer, you know, from the chlorine in your tap water to the pesticides on your fruits and vegetables, that it overwhelms everyone and they don't know where to start. And I think the thing that they need to know is that there are major risk factors, and if you eliminate those, the other risk factors are much smaller. So the big four that they need to take away from them, the first one, of course, is smoking. Smoking causes about 30% of all cancers. Eliminate that. And it's so gratifying to see so many countries now are starting to eliminate smoking in public areas and public places. So that's a huge step. Second one that's really important is obesity and inactivity. You can't afford to be overweight and you can't afford to be inactive. You have to keep moving. You have to keep that weight off. Obesity alone causes about 25% of cancers. So if you can prevent yourself from being overweight, and smoking, if you combine those two, that's 50% of the risk factors right there. Third one that's important, people should make sure that they eat a good diet, and especially for those living in the city where it's more difficult, make sure you take your supplements, because they're a great prevention, great insurance policy. And probably the fourth one is, unfortunately, is chronic viruses and other infections, but that's only 7% of cancer causes. So you can see that the three major ones there are easily preventable. All of us can do something immediately about not smoking, not being exposed to smoke, by making sure we don't get obese, by keeping active, and by taking our supplements every day.
Wow, that's just wonderful advice, Leslie. Thank you so much for that. And now, if anyone wants to buy your books, find out about the camps, the anti-aging camp, the power program camp.